So, Declan, it was announced this week that you're obviously going to see out your third year of your term with Donegal, and the county board have offered you a year extension on top of that. And going by the quick decision made by them and you, it's happy for all parties.
Yeah, listen, a lot of things can change, Oisin, within a year. And, you know, we've 2 years done and looking forward already to a third year. And I suppose we'll, you know, take stock again at the end of at the end of 2020. But yeah, listen, we feel we have work to do. We feel we're not that far away, but we still have a amount of work to do. And so yeah, that those challenges start immediately for us.
Yeah, did it take long for the likes of Stephen and Carol to meet you and agree to stay on for the last year, Declan?
No, not really. Listen, I met with all management, you know, the week after the Mayo defeat, and you know, over a period of a week, 10 days, I met with them all, and no, listen, they're all keen to get back on board, and as are the players, and met with all the players over a period of time, and yeah, listen, it's you know, with the way the season goes now, Oisin, it's not a case that you can just wait to go back in at the start of next season. The work has to start immediately, and that's where we're at.
Yeah. Well, what about that coaching setup, Declan? Obviously, Stephen came in at the start of last year, and Carol was back on board. What was the pluses of having those two guys leading out the coaching staff for you in 2019?
You know, within the coaching end of it, I mean, a lot of... there's a huge amount of work that goes on, and you know, I took Stephen in as the head coach ahead, and he's been very, very good, huge amount of experience. Carol was there with me the first season, along with Gary Boyle, Gary looking after the attacking element, and Carol looking after the defence, and again, really two top class coaches who go about their business in a professional manner. You have Paul McGonigal, who is my number two, and you have Andy McGovern, who's the goalkeeping coach. So within that coaching system, there's a huge amount of work, and it's not just on the playing field. It's, you know, analysis and going through videos and watching opposition and watching your own, and it takes a huge amount of time and a huge amount of commitment, but these guys are totally committed.
Yeah. Have you learned year on year?
Well, you hope, you know, Oisin, that you have. First season, you know, we came, you know, the players would have been fairly despondent from the previous championship, you know, a heavy defeat against Tyrone and then a heavy exit against Galway in that championship, and probably took a bit of time to, you know, get that confidence back again. And I felt, you know, winning Ulster last year was good. We played well throughout Ulster, and, you know, we came short against Tyrone and Balbuffet. This year, you know, if you look at where we are, we haven't made progress in terms of going into this semi-finals of an All-Ireland series, but I would have to say that, you know, within that group of field, that there's been a lot of learning done. The lads are getting, you know, a lot of those younger lads now are a year older, and they'll be another year older coming into 2020, so you'd hope that stands by them. They'll also be a year stronger in terms of their development, and that's vitally important, and, you know, people have to understand that, you know, just because you're 19, 20, it's going to take you 22, 23, 24 to get into, you know, 4 or 5 years of serious, you know, work being done. And
so what you're saying then, it's going to take maybe at least another year, if not that too, with the extension, before we maybe see the benefits of what we've seen from the coaching staff and yourself and what the players have put in over the last 12 to 24 months.
Yeah, it takes time, and it's evolving. The game's evolving all the time, and at the same time, with those young lads coming through, it's so important to have the experienced players on the pitch and the training and the training field, and because, you know, you can't beat that experience, and, you know, the leadership, the legs of Michael and, you know, Leo McLoon, Frank Neil, all of those guys have been about now, and you know, have driven it on, and you know, that's important for us moving forward again. And but no, listen, this good work being done, I should have to say, and you sense that we know that we have another step to go now. I mean, our next target is going to have to be, because we've been the Super 8, that's where you want to be, and you know, you've got to get out of the Super 8.
Yeah. Just on additions to the coaching staff, there won't be any other changes, will there, in the coming months ahead of the new season? Because obviously Stephen was brought in ahead of last year. You don't plan on making any further additions to it, maybe to bring it on more, or is there any need for it?
You never know, Oisin. You know, things change, and listen, we're always looking for improvement, always, and that's always going to be the case. You know, if we'd been sitting down here, and even after, if we'd happen to get into an All-Ireland final, whatever else,
you still look for improvement, you have to, and that's what we're looking for from management, from myself, from the management and from the players. And if we get that improvement going into 2020, then we're going to be in a decent position.
You mentioned a couple of the older players. Obviously, you've had initial talks with them. There was a lot of speculation in relation to the likes of Frank and Neil, but as things stand, they're veterans. I don't know if we should call them veterans or not, but they're experienced enough with Donegal, having won All-Irelands and numerous Ulster titles, and that they're the... with the older age of the age group now, are they still committed to Donegal at this stage, September, heading towards the end of the year?
Yeah, listen, I've met with all those guys, and they're looking at the club championship now. They're all back with their clubs, and the championship starts this weekend. But no, listen, I'm hopeful that all those guys are back on board next season, and they'll look at the club championship. And we'll also, as a management, we'll look at what's going on there. And but no, there's definitely still a hunger and a desire left there. And Paddy done his ACL, and he's having his surgery this week. So Paddy's going to miss probably a fair batch of next season. Probably it might be around championship time before we see him back. So we wish him well in his recovery. And Kieran Gillespie will also be back on board. We'll hope to see him now in action now in the club championship over the next number of weeks. And Owen Vann's making good recovery from his broken ankle. So listen, we look forward, as I say, but the work's already started, Oisin.
You'll be keeping a very close eye on the club championship, as you said, but there is other players in there that have played for Donegal before that decided to step away. Is the door still open to those players? There was one that name comes to mind straight away is Oran McNeillis, who is a seriously talented footballer. Is the door still open for all these guys that were there that weren't part of last year?
Oh yeah, listen, the door's never closed, and any players that are putting their hand up, and as I say, we look at over the next number of weeks in terms of where the club championship's at. And yeah, Oran McNeillis as a player we'd be keen on looking at again. And as I say, it's but it's important playing inter-county football now. It's a lifestyle choice in terms of going, because it's not just about what you do on the training ground or on match days. It's how you conduct yourself away from all of that. So it's a huge commitment, and there's no doubt about that there. And a lot of these guys have bought in. We kept the squad it ended up around about 29, 30 players in the squad last season, and it was a very together squad. It was it was a really, really strong bond within that squad. And as I say, we're hoping that all those players that were involved. Yeah. Will be again in 2020, plus a few additions. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. There will be a few additions.
Yeah. On reflection then, in 19, you had that marvellous performance against Kerry, where you drew with a side that got as far as the All-Ireland final. It didn't work out that day in Castlebar. How far do you feel are Donegal away from progressing out of the Super 8s? And you mentioned an All-Ireland final earlier in the piece as well, Declan. Are Donegal far away, do you think?
Well, I suppose if we go back to the start of the season, Oisin, and look at where we were, we end up, we're in Division 2. One of the goals was to get back playing with the top teams, and you have to be back in Division 1. And that league campaign went, we had a blip midway through it where we got beat by a couple of late goals in Tipperary, and then Fermanagh beat us and Larry Kenny. But from then, the lads really pushed on, and a couple of good victories between Armagh down in Cork, who were a decent side and who proved that later on. In the championship, we played Meath in that league final, beat Kildare, beat Meath in the league final. Then we went into the Ulster Championship. Getting promotion was important for us, and we're back now in Division 1, and that's where we want to be. And that's where I like to see a lot of the young lads being blooded now, going into playing Division 1 football against the top teams, against Dublin, against Kerry, against Mayo, Galway, Tyrone, one and all these teams are top teams. So the championship was important again from my point of view. It was brilliant to win it in 2018, but to go back to back, and it's only the second time in the history of Donegal that has been done, and that was important, and we took again a lot of belief out of that. I think going back to the Throne match that night in Breffni, I thought the lads were outstanding, especially in that first half, and put in a really, really good performance against a good Throne side who ultimately went to an All-Ireland semi-final again. And going into the Super 8s, and I suppose the one thing when we were working off a smaller squad that was important for us was the injuries, and we had a clear run through championship, and we picked up an injury after the Ulster final. Paddy picked up a knock, and he was the only player really that. But on one night in Convo, we end up picking up four more injuries, and one of them was a bad injury to Owen Van Gallagher. And subsequently going into the Kerry match, we picked up Jason McGee and Hughie had picked up knocks and that first half and had to go off. So that was difficult because Frank had been out and Neil and Denny had Paddy missing and those guys coming out. So those, that was five strong players that we had throughout the Ulster Championship. And I thought their performance against Kerry that day was outstanding because they, you know, it was a really good game of football and we proved, you know, we went toe-to-toe with Kerry who are and who proved again last weekend that they're up there now as the, one of the top teams in the country. But disappointing, there's no doubt, and we're not going to put up excuses for lack of players that weren't there against Mayo. It would have been nice to have that experience on the park, but it wasn't to be. But I felt Mayo, you know, on the day deserved to win, especially in that first half. The intensity that Mayo brought to that game was more than that we had faced all season. And if I was to be quite honest, did we cope with it in the first half? No, we didn't. But you know, in saying that, we still had opportunities in the second half to kick on scores and to get a result out of it. But it wasn't to be. And as I say, Mayo went on to All-Ireland semi-final.
But do you feel are you far away from getting to a semi-final?
No, well, listen, yeah. Well,
getting out of the Super 8s next year.
Well, that's
with a better progress.
It has to be. There's no doubt, Oisin. We have to be. I mean, we have a couple of, you know, again, the McKenna Cup starts and you go into then from there into the National League and we'll be using that as preparation for a very difficult and it'll be a very competitive National League. There's no doubt about that there. And then you go into an Ulster Championship again, which is going to be fiercely competitive when you look at what's going, you know, the managerial changes that's taking place. Monaghan are under new management. Derry are under new management. Fermanagh are under new management. Mickey Graham will have been into his second year with Cavan. Kieran McGinney, you know, has developed a strong squad within Armagh, and that's going to be a really competitive Ulster Championship. There's no doubt about that there. And that's not going to be easy. There's no doubt about that there. But for us, yeah, we've got to be back in the Super 8s and we've got to be looking at getting out of it.
And to get there, I suppose, as well, Declan, it costs a huge amount of money. It's a big strain on the finances. And this is an ongoing debate throughout the country about the amount of money that's allocated to Dublin and other counties. But us in Donegal here, you have to look at it from different other avenues and trying to get money in from different avenues. How much pressure is there now on you as a management team and trying to deal with the county board and get funds together so you can bring this group on and get to a level where you're going to become a team that's going to be fighting at the top tier and getting into that top four?
I think it's a good question. Oisin, you know, we want to be and we feel we're not that far away from those top teams now, and it does take money. If you look at the successful teams that are out there and that's competing, I mean, they have huge backing, there's no doubt. We have a very good sponsor in K&N, our main sponsor. But if you look at, you know, the likes of Tipperary winning the hurling this year, you look at the likes of Limerick last year winning the hurling, you look at Dublin and what resources they have, you look at Kerry this year, you look at the likes of Mayo, they have huge, you know, they're bringing a huge amount of finance from overseas. And in fairness to the county board under Mick McGrath as chairman, there has been a number of fundraising events between America and London, Dublin. We have a strong committee in Dublin. There's a house draw being coming up now in the next number of months in Dublin. So that's for, you know, the convoy projects to be finished off. There's a huge amount of money to go in there. But for us to be competitive, it does take, there's no doubt, there has to be, and we've got to get it more resources. And it's a huge cost, there's no doubt about it. But if we're going to be competing and staying at that level, you know, we've got to get it in.
Yeah. Just finally then, you're quite content where you're at the moment, and I'm sure you're pleased with the encouragement that you got from the September setting of the county, the management meeting in Balbofay, Declan, that everybody is pleased with what you're doing with the senior setup at the moment and how you're progressing.
Yeah, no, listen, it's because we, after the 2 year and we'd done the review, I think it shows too in terms of, you know, talking to all the management team and the backroom team that, you know, the feel is a lot of progress has been made. And that was, you know, that feeling was generated at that meeting on Monday night in the Villa Rose. At, and it's, you know, it's brilliant to have the backing of all those clubs there, and we do. I feel in the last couple of years again that, you know, the Donegal supporters are back on you know, they're back supporting the team, and I think that's vitally important. We have a good fan base, there's no doubt about that there, and as I say, at the end of the day, we're all stakeholders, whether we're supporters, we're involved in our clubs, part of the management team, the players, we're all stakeholders in Donegal football, and we're all in this for the one reason, that's to move Donegal forward and be successful.
Excellent. Well, thanks for talking to us, and the best of luck with your continued hard work.
Thanks, Oisín.